which are new every morning, we are surrounded by your gracious favor. Though we do not deserve any of your gifts, we pray that as we prepare to receive your Son at Christmas, we may receive all your good gifts with thanksgiving and use them wisely and for your glory. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, getting ready for Christmas, are you? Are your Christmas preparations well underway? Got some Christmas decorations up, if you're working on that. Hopefully you got the outside ones up already. Baked goods in the oven, hopefully not right now. Thinking about Christmas presents, maybe you've got some already, I hope. That'd be great. By the time Christmas arrives, it seems like sometimes we think the season's ready to be over. The world observes Christmas in the days leading up to it, I guess. It's as if the Christ child matters very little. After all, seems kind of ironic in your own lives. Think about it. Who celebrates a baby's birth ahead of time? I mean, you anticipate it, you look forward to it, but the real celebration is when he comes, or when she comes, if it's a baby girl. In the church, we long for, we anticipate the coming of the Christ child. We begin our real celebration after he arrives. Really, that's when he comes again, that's when our real celebration is going to begin again, too. Jesus is the center of Christmas. So this time leading up to Christmas, this time of Advent, which means coming, he's coming, we talk about preparation. What type of preparation do you make during Advent? When I was a kid, my dad was a pastor. We went to every Advent service, of course, you know. Just got in the car and go. We went to every Advent service, and of course, every Sunday service in Advent season. We had a little Advent wreath at home. We would light a candle, you know, once each week, say little Advent devotions. We had these little, you ever have these little calendars where you, like, as a kid, you got to open up one each day. Remember that? And maybe you'd get a little piece of chocolate with that. One a day. Seemed like, how long is it till Christmas? I can't wait for it to come. But then, you know, we go to these Advent services, and it was always, prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way of the Lord, prepare your hearts. Okay, how do I do that? How do I do that? Who does that? The Lord sends a messenger, John the Baptist, and he's preparing the way. How does he do that? How do you prepare for Christmas? I mean, not aside from the decorations and all that. I mean, how do you prepare your heart? All right, we're singing in the hymns, prepare your hearts for the King. How do you do it? I'm going to tell you. One word, same word that John the Baptist used. Repent. Repent. John came and he brought a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, Mark says. The way that we prepare our hearts is by repenting. Now, what does this mean? As Luther would say, what does this mean? Living as a child of God, being prepared for his coming, not just at Christmas, but for his coming, his second coming, is living in the power of your baptism. That's what repentance is all about. Baptism consists of two things, basically, repentance and forgiveness. You can't have one without the other. And where does that come from? In baptism, God gives you the gift of forgiveness of your sins. Okay? He says, your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of God Almighty, your sins are forgiven. That's what Jesus came to do. That's what that baby born in Bethlehem came to do, Jesus Christ. He came so that he could die on a cross for you, so that your sins may be forgiven. And you know that your sins are forgiven just because your pastor says so, by Jesus' authority, but because you have been baptized. You know it applies to you. Just as that water poured down your head, your sins were washed away. So you can pray, my Father who art in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, our Father. Forgive me my sins. You can be honest with God. You want to know how to prepare your heart for the coming of Christ? It's just being real with God. Saying, Lord, I know who I am. You know who I am. You know what I struggle with. The temptations I struggle with. And the ones I fail with. Lord, you know those too. Lord, what I'm saying to you is, I know them. I know I've hurt you, Lord. I know I've hurt you by not listening to you. I know I've hurt you by not listening to my parents or my wife or those who love me, who are trying to tell me the right thing to do. I know I've hurt you by saying or thinking evil things about other people. If the world knew that what was the track that was running through my mind every day, I'd be pretty embarrassed. But the Lord knows that. Being real with Christ, being real with God, is saying, Lord, you've seen the same picture that I've seen. And for the sake of your Son, for the sake of that one that you sent to become a human being, God in human flesh, to suffer and die for me, I'm sorry you had to do that, Lord, for my sake. But I'm glad you did. Thank you. That is living in your baptismal identity. That's knowing who you are. Knowing who you are. You are defined by your baptism, not anything else. You're not defined by where you live. Hi, I'm Jeff. I'm from Buffalo. You're not defined by being a Bills fan. You're not defined by who your parents are or what they've done. You're not defined by your job. You're not defined by your spouse, no matter how much they say. They're probably right. You are defined by your baptism, by God Himself, who says, you're mine. Marianne was reading earlier today. He is the shepherd of the flock who will hold his lambs in his arms. That's a promise by God to you in your baptism. And as we await his second coming, he gives you the power of the Holy Spirit. What is that power? You have an amazing power in the power of your baptism. You know what that is? First of all, to know that you are forgiven. That you can go to God and say, I repent, Lord, just as we did earlier. I'm a poor, miserable sinner. Please forgive me. And when Satan comes around, and he will in your life, between now and Christmas, probably before the end of the day, and says to you, you are a sinner. You confessed it today. You're a poor, miserable sinner. You dirty, rotten scoundrel. And I can call you worse names than that. And Satan will. You, brothers and sisters in Christ, can look him right in the eye and say, yes, I am, so what? I've got a Savior in Jesus. And he's coming again. He's going to raise the living and the dead. And guess what's going to happen to you, Satan? It's already been foretold. Get away from me. And you can say, in the power of your baptism, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. And you can say, as we pray, lead me not into temptation. Father, he doesn't tempt us. Satan tempts us, the world tempts us, and people tempt us, and we tempt ourselves. But in the power of our baptism, we can say, Lord, help me. And the Holy Spirit will. When you're faced with temptation, you're not there alone. You can say, Lord, help me. And the Holy Spirit who lives within you, who has been granted to you in the waters of holy baptism, can help you resist that temptation. And if you fail, you know where you can go for forgiveness. Okay? This is what Advent is about. This is what living as a baptized Christian is about. This is what we're waiting for at Christmas. This is what we're waiting for with the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in that day, when he makes the heavens and the earth over again, so we have a new heavens and a new earth to live in, we're going to live in the power of our baptism, which is this. We will not sin again at that point. We will live as the jewels of his crown. Wonderful things. And there's one other thing. Did you catch it in the epistle reading today? One other wonderful thing that you have the power to do as the children of God by the power of your baptism. He says, St. Peter says, as we're waiting, and as we're living as baptized Christians, in the power of baptism, in godliness, holiness, and purity, we're actually hastening the day when Christ comes again. Just think about that. You, every day, living as a baptized Christian, are hastening the day when Christ comes again. What a wonderful thing. And as you share the good news of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit works in other people, and that hastens the day too. So that maybe they will repent and believe. All of Jesus' preaching is summed up in the first three words that he speaks in Luke. Repent and believe. Know who Jesus is, what he's done for you. He's the one who comes to prepare your hearts. And he prepares them by showing you what he does because he loves you. He goes to the cross for you, he dies for you, and he rises again to live for you. Live for that in your baptismal grace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.